You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. It is a biological fact that parasitic organisms often cause profound sickness, and sometimes even the death of their hosts. We, the white peoples of European civilization, are infected, and we are sick, profoundly sick, soul sick. I just found out how unbelievably, disgustingly sick we are. Even I, and I have out of necessity made a study of such sickness, was not prepared for this. I thought I had seen everything. I had not. Listen to a new sexy trend among modern pleasure seekers that has now made its way onto Yahoo Answers. For the moment, I will ignore the acceptance of other sexual perversions and immoral behavior by the original poster, who is a critic of the new trend. Quote, "One of my friends is sexually submissive, and recently she encountered a man online who is to be her sexual dominant. The two of them have come to the conclusion that they are soulmates, and one of the ideas that they particularly agree on is that he should be able to impregnate her and then abort the baby. He is a doctor, so he would do it himself. My question is, she says that because abortion is legal, this isn't immoral. But I feel that it is premeditated murder. I mean, I am pro-choice. Accidents, rape, there are lots of reasons to abort. But she is planning to get pregnant for the sole reason to kill the child. And not just once. They want to do this thing over and over again. He says, I will let you keep the baby just long enough to let you get attached to it, and then I will take it from you. Am I the only one that thinks this is insane? I mean, sure, abortion is legal, but premeditated, planned abortion? How in the world can I express to her how wrong this is? Help. Yes, this question is serious. We have been friends forever, and I have no idea how to get it into her head that this man and his desires are sick and twisted. It's not just a fetus. Or, so what if it is? It's still killing a living thing for sexual purposes. Even if you killed an animal to get off, it is still disgusting. Why isn't this illegal? Because it just hasn't come up? Is she the only fruitcake out there that is doing this stuff? And by the way, no, as we shall see, she certainly is not. Back to the quote. And another thing. Is it legal for the man to use his medical license to continuously abort his girlfriend's pregnancies? The doctor told my friend that he planned on doing the procedures after hours because then he will have access to the necessary equipment. I'm fairly sure, considering he is a sports medicine doctor, that he doesn't have a license to practice abortions. Am I right in that? I have tried to talk to her several times. I have told her that murder, no matter how many cells it has, for sexual pleasure, is wrong. I mean, this isn't even a crime of passion. They aren't in the heat of the moment. They are coldly discussing this and even calculating the time she is ovulating as their next meeting date. Nothing I say seems to make a difference to her, and I don't understand. She has had an abortion recently with another man, and she was so torn up about it. It made her hormonal, and she cried, got angry. It was the hugest emotional roller coaster for her. But she thinks it will somehow be sexy with this man? What do you even begin to say to that? Every argument I come up with, she counters with, "It's just a fetus." Is there no rationalizing with her? I am afraid of the future for our friendship, because if I can't convince her not to do this, I can't stand by and watch her do it repeatedly, and I will have to try and stop them. I mean, I'm morally obligated to tell. ? This trend has also been reported in the Irish newspaper, The Liberal. Quote, "In the past decade, abortion has gone from being something considered, even by liberals, a tragic last resort, an act that should be treated with seriousness and solemnity, to an act that is now praised and celebrated in our progressive society. This latest trend, however, might make even Ireland's most ardent repealers cringe. Sweeping the internet in recent days has been a new sex fetish in which couples, male and female, deliberately become pregnant in order to have abortions, which apparently gives both sexual gratification. The fetish began trending after a Reddit post titled, "Question Regarding Abortion and Breeding Fetish," in which one user described how her female friend had a sexual fetish in which she deliberately became pregnant so she could then have abortions. One male respondent to the question revealed details about his relationship and his girlfriend's abortion fetish. "I know this fetish. My girlfriend and me have the same fetish. My girlfriend enjoys her pregnancies and she enjoys the abortion. Her preferred date to abort is between 20 and 24 weeks of gestation. I enjoy making her pregnant and I enjoy the time of her pregnancy. She has no menstrual period and she is sexually very active. In the last 10 years in our relationship, we have done 7 abortions, and my girlfriend is pregnant again with a little girl." This trend follows the public shock at a video that went viral of a group of pro-abortion activists on a bus traveling to partake in a rally in Belfast, in which they were singing a version of the Frank Sinatra classic, "I Love You, Baby," but replacing the word baby with abortion. ? From a website calling itself Mama Mia, we read, quote, "For others, sex with a stranger or multiple strangers, there's such things as breeding parties, without discussing logistics, is part of the risk and essential in arousal. Pregnancy, STDs, if the woman is wanting or not wanting to fall pregnant, are all unknowns that add to the allure. The only thing that might put a dampener on breeding sex is a real live baby." ? This trendy fetish can be confirmed by searching the sexually oriented sections of the social media site Reddit. Something I recommend that you definitely should not do. There is so much repulsive and disgusting parasite-induced sickness there that it is enough to physically sicken a strong man and demoralize any normal man or woman who reads its selfish, loveless, perverted lines. But here is a small part, a very small part, of what is being said. Quote, "I have a female friend who has a really powerful fetish for breeding. She was never used any type of birth control. She is with a male partner currently who is just like her, into breeding, and they have been practicing their fetish for quite a few abortions. She does it in a hospital normally. It's just that she likes getting impregnated and then lets it go on. She enjoys the nausea and the like symptoms, knowing it arrives from pregnancy." Someone calling himself Abort Terrific replied, "Many women or couples live in situations where a pregnancy is fine, but the presence of a child is out of the question. Many apartments will not permit children, and even if they do, the child crying at all hours could cause some problems, like eviction. Even though society has these restrictions on mostly poor women and couples, no woman should be deprived of the experience of pregnancy. This is my philosophy on it. To say that the baby dies is neither here nor there. We all die. If I could be a mother for 6 to 7 months instead of never, I'd choose to be the mother even if the child is unborn. I think if the child's opinion could be gotten, it too would opt for a short life rather than no one at all. I think it's beautiful that these foeti are seen as children and not just a lump of tissue." As far as the greatest physical risk to the abortion mother goes, during a second trimester medical versus surgical abortion, intravenous injection of the saline, prosta, or urea would cause the most harm. With surgical abortion, it would be any unexpected hemorrhaging. As one commenter has noted, if the abortion is done in a licensed clinic or hospital, the risk of intravenous injection is nil, and hemorrhage risk can be determined through blood work beforehand. We need to accept the beauty and limitations that life and death impose on us and embrace the reality of them. Klaus, 2018, the same man quoted by the liberal above whose girlfriend had planned and then killed 7 of their healthy children in her womb, replied, "Sexuality without prevention is very emotional and inexpensive. Abortion fetish is a great method for birth control. Do not be angry about your girlfriend. Let them enjoy their pregnancies." Close quote. So that is where we are. Men and women conceiving a child with the conscious, premeditated purpose of murdering that child, and doing so again and again and again for fun and entertainment. That is where we are now. Therefore, that is the starting point for the future. There are 2 paths we can take from that starting point. We can, as a society, turn away from such sickness, condemn it, punish it, make it impossible, and rout out and expel forever those who have brought it into being. Or we could embrace that sickness, extend it, make it the beginning of new horrors to come, unimaginable horrors. We know the direction that the parasite-controlled media will take us from that point. Can you imagine what screaming, inescapable, and blood-soaked madness and unspeakable atrocities that will entail? We know the direction the parasite-controlled academy will take us from that point. Can you imagine what tortures, mental and physical, what actual killings and what spiritual death, what suicides, what unforgivable mortal sins against life, against our children, they will justify, they will encourage, they will institutionalize, they will make inevitable. We know the direction the parasite-controlled government will take us from that point. Can you imagine what you will soon be required to tolerate, required to subsidize, required to praise and support, and imprisoned if you don't? And it will continue until death. The death of ourselves, the death of our race, the death of our civilization, the death of our children, the death of everything we hold dear. Isn't that obvious? Isn't that finally obvious to you? Yes, you can grab another toxic hamburger and press the channel up button on your remote and pretend it's not so bad. You can try to fit in and mouth something about those white children being just clumps of cells, after all. You can pretend it doesn't really matter. Maybe you can convince yourself that nothing really matters. And we know where that leads. Maybe it's not those healthy white children who deserve that fate, though. Maybe it is not they, the truly innocent, those who would be our future if they were allowed to live, who deserve to be dismissed as mere clumps of cells. Maybe those who first invented the phrase just clumps of cells are really just clumps of cells. Maybe those who have been pumping pornography and the desacralizing of sex into our people's brains for 75 years are really just clumps of cells. Maybe those who have opened our borders and stolen our wealth and destroyed our nations are just clumps of cells. They started all this. We did not. And now we see where it is going. Yes, you can sit back and watch television and let it all happen. That's what most of you have been doing for your entire lives. You can hope that someone else will put an end to it. And doubtlessly, someone will put an end to it if we don't. But it must be we who put an end to it. If we wait for the Chinese or the brown Muslim primitives to put an end to it, we will be long dead, or wish we were. No, we must do it, and that is what the men and women of the National Alliance are organizing to do.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Greetings, fellow white people. Nazi propaganda bot here. Have you visited NordicResistanceMovement.org yet? If not, why? Are you an English cigarette? At NordicResistanceMovement.org, you will find the latest and the greatest regarding the movement and the Nordic people's struggle. Activist reports with action from the streets. Ideological articles to stimulate your mind. Videos, interviews, radio and more. From the week gone by, you will find an article written by Simon Lindbergh himself. He wrote about our vision for a united North contra Kalergistan EU. We also published Simon Holmquist's article called The Psychology of Genocide, which details how whites have been tricked into hating themselves and need to wake up to the glory of their ancestry. So you think this sounds nice? You want some of this? Then head on over to NordicResistanceMovement.org and get your daily dose of National Socialist stimulus.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven Revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating. 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. into a crescendo, even louder, irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.